Adaptive immune system. Adaptive immune system is our body's defense against specific, repeated threats. In specificity, unlike the innate immune system, the response is against a specific antigen rather than general categories of pathogen. And any reinfection with the same pathogen will be recognized and responded more quickly and robustly in the future. Lymphocytes are unique cells of the adaptive immune system and have two types, B cells and T cells. B cells produce antibodies, also called immunoglobulins, which are proteins that combine to many different kinds of antigen. And all antibodies have the same basic structural components, two heavy chains and two light chains. It has the antigen recognition sites, and the rest of it is called the constant region. And there are five major types of constant regions, which determine the isotypes of antibodies as IgG, IgA, IgM, IgD, and IgE. These antibodies have different functions. For example, IgM, IgA, and IgG combine to an antigen to prevent it from interacting with our cells. This performance is called neutralization. IgG and IgM can also activate the complement system, which refers to a group of plasma proteins which are produced in the liver and act collectively to help destroy pathogens. Another function of immunoglobulins, known as opsonization, which again by coating the surface of pathogen make the phagocytosis easier for macrophages. B cells are also capable to change the heavy chain of immunoglobulins, and this process is known as class switching. Okay, let's see how the B cells produce antibodies. B cells develop in the bone marrow, and each premature B cell expresses a random receptor with unique specificity. Then they circulate through lymphatics to find an antigen matched to their unique receptors. This partly activated B cell internalizes the protein and presents processed peptides as MHC2. And in case of infections, this allows an interaction with T helper cells, which activate the B cell and starts to clone and create many B cells. Activated B cell can differentiate into plasma cell, which produce lots of antibodies. Okay, let's take a look at T cells. T cells precursors also arise from the bone marrow, but their development will be in thymus. And after a series of steps leads to expression of their receptors. Mature T cells leave the thymus, but have not been activated by any antigen yet, therefore we call them naive T cells. T cells can express either CD4 or CD8 in their surface. CD4 T cells will meet antigen-presenting cells, such as dendritic cells, that already phagocyte a pathogen and have some peptides of this pathogen on their MHC2 surface proteins. This is while the CD8 cells recognize peptides bound to MHC1 molecules, which are presented on most nucleated cells. After a T_cell response has eliminated an infection, some long_lived T cells stay specific for microbe and give us immunity. We call them memory T cells. Thank you for watching.